we're getting into 2020 right now, of course, and it takes a few weeks for things to get back into the swing of things, but then there are going to be quite a few things going on in Joplin in the month of January.
Yeah, it's kind of a sleepy time for the arts in Joplin right in the beginning of January, but it really is picking up towards the end of January, and it's kind of the perfect time for anyone to begin kind of, if they're interested in arts, culture, and entertainment, didn't have any time in 2019, this is a great time to start looking at things that are going on. And with Connected Culture, we make it really easy for anyone to know what's going on in the Joplin area.
Well, what do you want to start with?
How about we start with performances?
Okay.
And with the Ray Scott House Concert on January 25th, 6:30 p.m. at the Coda Concert House. If you've never been to the Coda Concert House, it literally is someone's house that they have kind of gutted the living room area and put chairs in, set up a stage. It's a very intimate space, really fun to experience a concert in this kind of a venue. But Ray Scott is a country artist who has a very distinct Southern voice. He also wears his black cowboy hat almost always when he's performing. He's been very critically acclaimed. His debut album was My Kind of Music. And he has some really pretty popular singles like Crazy Like Me or Honky Tonk Heart. The suggested minimum donation is $20. And for any country music lover, this is going to be the show for you.
Now, what you do is contact Jeff Morrow, who runs Coda Concert House, at info@codaconcerthouse.com. And then he'll get back with you by email with the address and directions and parking and and we should say all the proceeds benefit the performing artist, 100% of the proceeds.
Yeah, it's awesome. And you kind of feel like it's almost a speakeasy because it's a different way. You don't just go online and buy a ticket. You actually have to communicate with Jeff, and it's a really fun experience, so I recommend it.